TalkZone.com.
The views expressed on Max World are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is Max World.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, let's get it started in here.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please, quiet down, and here we go.
This is Max World. Max World.
It's straight up 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you are live in Max World at MaxWorldLive.com. Welcome to a Wednesday. If you're listening on TalkZone.com, we appreciate you listening. If you want to see a visual of our show, we invite you to turn to MaxWorldLive.com, and there you'll see our little studio that we've built here with four HD cameras and a whole bunch of fun.
Put my picture up.
I got your picture right there.
Thank you.
Don't be that, you know.
All right, thank you.
But I also, we have an unsung hero.
We do?
Yeah. Our producer, Dave, back in Chicago.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we've never shown a picture of Dave. And so I've been going around the internet trying to find his picture because he won't give me one. He's kind of shy that way.
I think I found
a picture of Dave. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's kind of hard when you Google Dave the producer and you come up, but I think this is Dave.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm not. If Dave can verify that, you know, I'd sure appreciate
Chime
it.
Chime in anytime, Dave.
Dave doesn't like talk. He doesn't like talk on the radio. He just quietly
Well, if you'd
there.
Shut up for 5 seconds, might he say something?
1001. 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005.
I got Dave, baby. You know, I'm coming to see you. All right. was Dave?
You want to see Dave again? There's Dave.
Yeah, Dave's good.
Now I'm gonna look for different pictures of Dave because okay. you Google Dave the producer in Chicago and you get all these different things Google.
Yeah.
And he does an exceptional job. I mean, you have to admit he's amazing at running this radio show.
Absolutely.
The only thing I do here is put up with you and take care of the vidblaster on the internet.
He does everything else. Yeah, which really for you is kind of a stretch. But when I talk to
Dave, he sounds like a boy. And he's got a boy's name, Dave, but that's the picture.
Maybe Dave used to be Danette. And this is an old picture.
It could be. Could be.
I'm thinking, darling, you rock. What did you want to change anything for?
Okay. So anyway, that's what's going on there. We have special guests coming on here in just a little bit, and they are Ian and Tanya Johnson Fitzgerald.
Fitzpatrick.
I wonder if his name... I bet his name isn't Johnson Fitzpatrick. I bet his name's just Ian Fitzpatrick.
I'm guessing.
Don't you think?
I'm guessing that because she probably kept her maiden name as her middle name.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're going to.
I'm sure you understood that.
They're going to be on here in just a little bit, and we're going to quiz them. They do a show on TalkZone.com about travel.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to talk to them a little bit about travel. Something interesting, you know, GM is the top of the news right now with everybody because of this bankruptcy thing that they're going through. And there were two dealerships across the country that opened yesterday on the day that the GM filed, or on Monday.
On Monday, the day they filed for bankruptcy,
yeah.
The day that the chief executive officer walked in the front door, he gave a press conference, and he walked in with his briefcase to basically, I guess, a meeting of the with a judge or something, yeah.
Well, and this morning, they're holding hearings on Capitol Hill. Federal Reserve Chairman is testifying before the House Budget Committee, as well as the top dogs from GM are coming in to explain to their new boss, Mr. Obama.
CEO of Government Motors.
I wonder if he'll have a business car. I wonder if he'll get the GM discount.
I bet he'll get the GM discount. They'll probably freaking give him a car, you know? That's what's going to happen.
Well, but wouldn't we have a problem if they gave him a car? I mean, should the President of the United States get a free car? Of course, I guess he
gets a free car anyway, dude.
It's
no big deal.
He is running the deal now, isn't he?
That's right. He's just take a look at the guy. He just exudes the look of dignity. Don't you think? I mean, the guy should have the business card that says CEO of Government Motors. Are you trying to find a good picture of him right now?
I'm trying to find a good picture of Obama.
But you're having a heck of a time. See,
it's...
I played this whole thing up. I was waiting for the punchline, and I just got lost, okay? I mean, because you couldn't move the picture. That was the deal.
I can't move the picture. Let me move the picture.
It's a good picture, though. It's a good picture. Anyway, the bottom line with General Motors or Government Motors is it's wiping the slate clean. Am I happy to see all these people losing jobs? No. Gosh, no, guys. I mean, for crying out loud, that'd be foolish. But the system needs to clean itself out and needs to purge itself. But here's our problem. We give them money, and then we allow them to go through bankruptcy. How crazy is that crap? I mean, that's just nuts. But I was talking to some friends of mine here in the Midwest. There are companies, folks, I mean, you know, don't let Bernanke or any of these people tell you that it's going to turn around in the next 6 weeks or 6 months. Because it's really not. I mean, people are laying off like crazy. There was a company right here in the heartland that just laid off 19 people on Monday.
Well, did you hear about John Deere? Atomo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, 700 people.
Well,
that town's gone.
Listen to this.
Sorry, Atomo. I love you, but you're gone.
They're screwed. Integer here in Des Moines?
Yeah, Integer.
Integer. Was 19, either 18 or 19 people. But here's the bad part of it. Two of these people were on vacation, and guess what they did? They called them while they were on their flipping vacation and
really?
Fired them and told them they were laid off. Can you believe this crap? I mean, let me give you another example of the stupidity that's running rampant. You know, my background was in the insurance and the annuity business and health insurance and that type of thing, and there's a company called Aviva. And Aviva... not in financial trouble or anything like that. They're very financially sound, but they have stopped taking in any new business, any new annuity contracts, and they give like a 30-second notice to their entire field force. I mean, here's all these salespeople that are out making a living, wanting to sell a good product, help the consumer, and help their families at the same time. And they get just a blank email says, okay, no more business, see ya. And even prior to that, 4 months prior to that, they terminated their top marketing company, four or five of their top marketing companies. This is unprecedented. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me where our country's going and where we're at it from a financial standpoint. When insurance companies, okay, guys, think about this for just a minute. These are salespeople, all right? And if you don't have a salesperson to sell your product, what happens to your company? You don't make any more money, right, Mac? Is that correct?
You don't make any more money.
Okay, you don't make any more money. Unprecedented. I spent 30 years in the insurance business, never saw this happen before. They're terminating top agents because they don't want to take in any more business.
Why don't they want to take any more business?
Well, here's the answer to it. I think it's kind of stupid because... Well, it's not stupid. Let me retract that. What it is with an annuity policy, for every dollar that they take in, they have to take out of their reserve accounts a dollar to back it up. I mean, huge protection there. Huge protection. And so what they're seeing is you're taking in millions and millions and millions of dollars every single week means that they're depleting their reserves. Because the economy being what it is, they're not getting the returns that they were used to in the past. And so they're cutting people off. A lot of people losing jobs, folks. I mean, the world is a changing. I mean, it is.
Well, and if you're losing a job, that means you're out there looking for a job. And if you're thinking about maybe getting a job in the travel industry, we happen to have a couple of experts with us today on the radio who are travel experts. And I want to introduce you to Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick, Esquire. And they do a show on TalkZone.com. called Traveling On, and we'd like to introduce you to them this morning. Good morning, Ian and Tanya. How are you?
Hey, Mac and Rooster. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
We're good, although I got to put your name on there, Ian. I didn't get that on there.
And whilst you're doing that, I just want to correct something. That was not the picture of Dave. I think somebody Googled. Maybe there was a typo.
Are you sure?
We have looked extensively, and we think that's the picture of Dave, our producer. You don't think that's him?
No, I can guarantee.
Have you met him?
You know, I have not.
Well, then how do you know, Tanya?
Because Dave and I are Facebook friends like you guys and I are, and, you know.
But that's just, he could put up any picture he wants on Facebook.
That's right.
I Googled Dave the producer in Chicago, and this is the picture I got.
Yeah, and I got Brad Pitt up on mine, for crying out loud.
that young lady doesn't appear as though she'd have a very deep voice.
Well, but I can't even get Dave to talk on the radio. I said, Dave, talk to us, and he, you know. So anyway, I'm just telling you.
Hey, but, where are you guys calling us from? Where are you located?
From inside of the Beltway, right here in suburban Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., Silver Spring, Maryland, to be exact.
Silver Spring, Maryland. How's the weather down there, guys?
Well, it's great today.
It's not a down there. It's an over there.
You know,
it's going to pour, though. We're expecting thunderstorms.
Oh, okay. Well, we've been fighting those up here in the Midwest, too. We know how that goes. Hey, you guys are... I was reading your bios about each of you. I mean, both of you attorneys extensively traveled across not only the United States, but around the world. And one of my passions has always been to travel, and I used to do a whole bunch of it. And I think if you put... correct me if I'm wrong. You put 100 people in a room and ask them if they had all the money they wanted and all the time, what would they want to do? I think the answer would be travel. Would you agree with me on that?
I would. And, you know, travel is just one of those things, you know. It's exploration. It's educational. It allows people to escape from, you know, the day-to-day... their day-to-day activities and just kind of get away and recoup. And, you
right.
know, and I think all of us have a sense of adventure and you know, whether, you know, you go to a beach and lay under a palm tree.
Hey, listen, that sounds pretty good right now to me. I got to tell you, I'm ready for that vacation. That's for sure. Hey, let me ask, with traveling on and what you guys do in your background, extensively traveling, really understand, because there's some guidelines to doing that, but tell us what you talk about on traveling on. That's the first thing. And then I've got a couple of questions about the travel industry and some real interesting things that have come up. And I might mention a couple of names. But when you do the program, are you also a full travel agency, too? And what do you do on the show?
Well, we spend most of our time just trying to bring our passion about travel through. We started off in the travel space as the travel agents, but we have really become a travel media organization, a colossus of Ian and Tanya, so to speak. And even though we are happy to help anyone with their travel, we really are about highlighting people, the places, the culture, kind of getting beneath the surface of just the vacationing aspects of travel, to talk about travel from a serious perspective, to talk about what's going on in the world of travel, whether it's newsmakers at the government level who are scaring us all with this with the swine flu.
Hold on, it's H1N1, guys. Come on, we're out here in Iowa. H1N1.
That's right. We don't want to kill your ag business out there, because you know how important that is.
Well, I know you're not. You're doing your best to let people know it's okay.
Okay. We have several values that we promote, and just as Ian said, you know, the travel agency business is something that we are letting go of. We just can't do both well, and until we, you know, hire folks. But our focus really with the media company is to encourage global citizenship, you know, encourage people when they do travel to leave a positive footprint wherever they are. We want to bring people together and provide them with cross-cultural understanding and encourage people to be responsible tourists in their you know, their host destination, whether that's here in this country or
right
or abroad. And so we have more of a social platform, and our show is very eclectic. You know, we've had guests. Rooster, I saw you on your bike, and you'd be interested in a friend of ours who's been on our show a couple of times, Kyle Petty.
Oh, yes.
And Kyle was just on our show last night, kind of giving us an update on his recent charity ride across America. So we brought people like Kyle on, Stephanie Powers, the actress from Heart to Heart and
yes.
Broadway, to highlight some of their philanthropic activities and you know their travel in support of these activities. And for Stephanie, it was wildlife preservation.
Yeah, she's a big animal lover, isn't she?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, she's real a strong proponent of the wild horses, wild mustangs here in this country, and then of course, you know, the animal sanctuary in Kenya that she and her partner, the late William Holden, started.
Right.
So that's the type of show. But we've also had, you know, I'm a former political appointee, so I've reached out to folks in the government, like State Department, Homeland Security, and they come on. They've been on our show to talk about the newest travel regulations because we want to educate people, and there's enough shows out there that talk about the pretty destinations, you know, and we just want to give more and kind of get into it, you know, go deeper.
Right, right. Guys, we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, here's the first question on my list. You've probably heard of companies out there like YTB, Your Travel Business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When we come back, I want you to tell me what you think about that business, because I know you talk about the business side of it and that type of thing. And listen, both of us have our passion about travel, but I want you to tell me what you think about YTB and what it's doing to the travel industry as a whole when we come back from the break.
Okay.
It's 16 minutes past the hour, and this is MaxWorldLive.com. You can get a visual of this if you go to Max, M-A-C-S, WorldLive.com. We have lots of interesting things you can look at on our website, including sign up for our VIP program. Within our VIP program starting July 1st, you'll get daily updates in the morning about the topics on our show. You'll get actual good offers, okay, from local and national businesses that are at least 50% off and or buy one, get one free. And you'll also be registered to win our brand new MaxWorldLive.com internet radio. It's a desktop radio. It's a $200 value. It also plays your Apple iPod, and it plays an FM radio band. So on your desk, you can now get internet radio as well as FM and your iPod. It's all coming to you from our VIP club. Go to the website at MaxWorldLive.com and register now so you could be a winner with MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
The way to go is Hi-Load, the only name you
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Haplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa award Haplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Haplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Haplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Haplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Haplo, the only name you need to know.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. In over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Pure Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design, ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
22 minutes past the hour. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com. And we got a great show for you in the second half. Who's our guest in the second half of the show today?
Thanks for asking, Matt.
You don't know, do you?
No, actually, you just caught me. But I will find out, and I'll let folks know
you
what
don't,
that is.
You don't even, you just wait for me to do all the work, and you just then wait for somebody to come and tell you what you're supposed to do.
Actually, what's interesting is I was telling you what needed to be done at that point, but that's okay. It's actually Michael Letts, founder of Invest USA.
Very good.
About the United States letting its guard down.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay.
It's going to be some passionate conversation today about what the country's doing. And it kind of ties into our topic of travel this morning.
Well, sure it does. Because the country, what's happening here is affecting travel. It affects everything. But before the folks answer my question, you had another question. And I defer to the elderly to ask questions first. Trying to be polite.
Thank you very much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
It's always good to be respectful of.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ian. Yeah, there's a lot of respect that goes around this studio. Now, one of the questions I always like to ask our guests when they come on is, what are you passionate about? Where do the two of you, where do your passions lie?
Well, for us, it's easy. It's travel, and it's really been the theme of our lives. When I before I met Ian, there were a couple of things that, you know, I didn't want to meet him initially because he's a lawyer, and I thought, you know, I'm already argumentative. I don't need to live with who's argumentative.
The feeling was mutual.
That's and Ian, I got to tell you, buddy. You know, it once again is an example of marrying up, brother. Okay.
That I did. That I did.
Yeah, we know how that works. Go ahead.
This deal here.
but you know, I found out he lived some time in Michigan, and that's my home state. I'm a Midwest girl. And although he's a Wolverine, I'm a Spartan. That's a whole other story. But the critical.
That's got to be an interesting Saturday afternoon in the fall.
Yeah.
There really wasn't too much to talk about this past season. So.
Yeah. Well, I hail from just so you know. And Ian, I'll make this a guess. Since you're a big college sports football guy, I'll ask you a question. I hail from the state that has the greatest college football team to ever play the game, including better than any pro team, better than any team ever. They are truly the world champion college football team. Now, do you know where that would be? And by the way, all the fans are pompous and arrogant.
You're probably referring to that school that's located in South Bend, Indiana.
No. We're better than that.
USC?
We're better than that.
Oh, my.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The Cornhuskers.
Ah, Nebraska.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Guys, yeah.
Well, wasn't I pompous and arrogant enough for you? You needed a little bit more?
You
probably more, you know.
So you guys are passionate about travel, and I understand that. Now, but you have a media company, and obviously we have a lot of business people that come on our shows, you know, talking about how to create businesses and do that type of thing. And I assume that that's a part of your business plan is you got to get paid to do this stuff too, but you're not in the travel business, which brings me to my question before the break. Are you familiar with the company Your Travel Biz? Because they are, from what I understand, and I'm not going to give you all the information here, I'm going to not divulge everything about it, but they're taking the United States and other countries by storm, creating travel agencies that are across the United States and Canada, everywhere else. What's your old spin on this company? Okay. Do you know much about them?
Yeah, I know that that they just settled a lawsuit brought by the Attorney General of California for $1 million.
Okay. Wow.
Based on the allegation that they are operating kind of a pyramid scheme.
Okay.
For travel agents. I know that Illinois actually is, there's another outstanding suit there. And, I feel very bad for some of the, for individuals who have bought into this kind of get rich, travel the world scheme.
Okay.
And, I know that their business model, although they initially encourage individuals to sell travel and earn commissions, their business model really is bringing additional people into the YTB family.
I've heard the term card mills. Okay.
Card mills. Yes.
Yes.
I've heard that term. Is that what you think that they? I mean, because I know that one of the lawsuits, that was one of the areas too. That hey, all they are is just nothing but more than a card mill,
right?
And just to get your credentials where you can get travel discounts, so on and so forth.
Right.
Having said that, then so you are familiar with them. How are they damaging the travel industry? How are they hurting folks like me? That love to travel. I'm not in the travel business. I happen to know the people that started that company, and I also just to give you a little bit of information, I bought a considerable amount of their stock at a very, very high price, and yeah, put me on a stick, call me a sucker. Now it's down to 10% of what I'd put into it. Okay, so. I've got a little salt in the wound.
Bought a blue chip, from a Dow 30 company and be in the same position. So the big thing with all of these companies, whether it's selling a piece of the American dream, and many years ago before the big real estate boom, you had a flood of people rushing in to sell real estate, and I think really. So many businesses have a much steeper learning curve than many people are led to believe, and I think that's the case for travel. You got a lot of products. It's a big world, and everything in the travel business reflects that vastness and that diversity. So to come in as a neophyte, to think that you can carve out a niche is, almost like searching for fool's gold. Honestly, for folks who are retired and really just want to have the credential to maybe tap into some of those travel discounts that come the way of travel agents, then maybe it's okay for those folks who really aren't truly serious about selling travel.
I disagree because...
Gosh, I love having two attorneys married. This is good. She disagrees. Go figure.
Counterpoint here. Here we go.
The thing is that industry-wide, the cruise lines, the hotels, they're familiar. I mean, YTB isn't the only alleged card mill out there.
Right.
There's a couple of others.
Right.
But these within the industry, they're not respected. And some of the cruise discounts, the FAM trips or what have you,
yes.
Industry service providers are not accepting YTB credentials.
I've heard that, guys, and that's my problem, and that's what's hurting I say that's hurting the travel business, but it's hurting it because of tens of thousands of people that are signing up. And here's my fear, and I'll give you one example. A YTB person that I happen to know, not very closely, these individuals wanted to do a world tour, basically. And they put this whole, helped them put this whole package together, and it's like made for TV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got to the first hotel in South America, and quite frankly, the gorillas were less than, and I don't mean apes, I mean gorillas were within a half a mile of them. And, it, and during the middle of the night, they're hearing the guns going off, you know, around the cartels. I mean, that's the part that scares the crap out of me.
Well, indeed, and it's because, you know, these companies are only interested in money. They don't provide training, you know, and there are so many other options. We actually did a show a couple of weeks ago on, you know, things you should know about the travel industry and how, you know, and how to get into the travel industry. And there are a lot of legitimate host agencies out there that give you, you know, excellent training, you know, give you access to their host sailors, and also just other resources that, you know, allow you, because their reputation as a host agency is on the line.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in that case, they're getting enough training where the traveler, i.e. myself and Mrs. McRoberts, we don't end up someplace where we don't want to be, for heaven's sakes.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, my idea of roughing it and Mrs. McRoberts' idea of roughing it is a Hyatt Regency without room service. Okay? That's our idea of roughing it as far as that goes. Folks, we're gonna come back after the break, and I want you to kind of give me, and we've gone through this a couple of times, but again, I'm coming to you wanting some advice on traveling, and treat me like one of your clients when we come back and say, okay, take me through the process, okay? Take me through the process of what you guys would do to help somebody like me. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
29 minutes before the top of the hour, and we appreciate you listening. This is MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Mac's World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs, too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at FastSigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to FastSigns.com to find the location nearest you.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired.
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hey, Doug here, the MaxWorld Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Prepare to be dazzled.
MaxWorld Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, we are live in MaxWorldLive.com. I'm J. Michael McCoy, my partner, Mr. Rooster McRoberts. Yo. And we come to you every single day from 9 to 11 Central Standard Time here on TalkZone.com as well as MaxWorldLive.com. If you go to our website at MaxWorldLive.com, you'll also get the video feature of our show. And we're anything but good-looking men, but we do have some HD cameras in here that we can go back and forth and kind of show you who we are.
I think you need to speak for yourself, quite frankly.
We can also show where we have the studios, broadcasting live from a place called Miss Kitty's, which is kind of a tourist attraction in central Iowa here. And we appreciate everybody taking the time to listen. Go to our website and learn more about us. You can look up The Tribe, which are people who are regularly on our radio show with us. And today we introduce you to 2 new members of The Tribe, and that's Ian and Tanya. Now, I'm assuming, Ian, your last name is just Ian Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, and it has been, and it's going to stay that way.
Okay, I mean, I didn't know if you had, you know, given in, and now you call yourself by your wife's maiden name.
No. Right. I don't push the issue with Tanya, you know, if,
Well, it's been proven already. You people do argue, okay? You don't agree with each other, and which really is, I got to say, guys, it's really refreshing. Mrs. McRoberts and I are exactly the same. We're not attorneys; that's not our background. But one thing that attracted me to BJ was the fact that she spoke her mind. I mean, if she believed in something, whether I believed in it or not, she would take her position, and I'd take mine, but we would politely. And sometimes a little heatedly, okay, if that's a word, we would discuss our positions. And that's why, I think that's why we've had a great relationship for the last 10 years, is we've been able to communicate. And I think you talk to anybody out there about marriage, and we're not on that subject today, but, you know, communication is the key in being able to take your own view and be your own person. I think that's awesome. So, before the break,
Hold on. I want to add something first.
Oh, you want to add what?
But I think, Ian, how long have you two been married, if I may ask?
We recently celebrated our 4th anniversary.
Okay, well, see, you're just newlyweds.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Has she given... Is Tanya on the line?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tanya, cover your ears on this one. Ian, has she given you the line that it takes 20 years to train a good husband?
No, she hasn't.
Well, my wife's a very patient woman because I passed that 20 years a long time ago. So she'll start to do that. Well, anyway, we won't get into marriage. Yeah. You two are doing just fine, and as a lawyer, I'm sure you know a lot of good divorce lawyers.
Oh, don't take them down that path.
Tanya, at some point, Ian's got to give up his entire manhood and everything just to be satisfied, and that's the way it's going to work.
Yeah, we believe in the covenant of marriage, and God is creating the people in us that we should be for each other.
Good deal, guys. That's wonderful.
I will tell you this. My wife and I are big football fans. We love our favorite NFL teams, and we do go to the games.
Cool.
You know. So that's a cool thing about Tanya. We do hang out like that, and I'm happy to say that we can be passionate about our teams, and she's always reminding me about Detroit and San Diego, her favorite teams. I'm a Baltimore guy, and we recently had the Tigers play the Orioles, and they split the series here. It was a 4-game series, and she's rubbing it in my face, you know. It's just a split series, you know.
Well, that's nice that the two of you have something to argue about. I'm assuming you don't have children yet?
We have a wayward cat.
Okay, because when you have children, her mama bear part will come out, and you'll be reduced to this dwindling little diaper changer whining guy.
Don't do this to the poor guy. Come on. I have been married for a long time, okay? I'm on my second, but I can tell you that my adult life, I've spent it, the entire portion of it, married, or pretty much all of it. And I can tell you what, you guys are doing great. It's not as bad as Mac is making it sound like, okay? Don't judge marriage by Mac over here, because he's not a good example. He's just not. He's a bad example. Well, before the break, we were talking about if I was a client coming in, and I understand that most of what you guys are doing is you have the traveling on, and you've got the traveling on a TV show, and you're again educating people on how to travel, which is your passion, how to travel and leave a positive, I love the term, it's in your bio, the positive footprint wherever they go, okay? Mm-hmm. And a positive footprint is my kids just came back from Hawaii, and all the fools that are out there destroying the coral reefs when you're told not to touch it, okay?
Yeah.
You know, that may sound like a little thing to somebody, but you know what? It is. It's destroying the world by doing things like that. And when they say don't touch, they mean don't touch. But I want to travel to let's pick a, you know, you guys pick a country. Where do you want to send me?
Oh, okay. One of our favorite places where we honeymoon, South Africa.
Oh, I've got friends in South Africa, by the way. So go ahead. That's great. Good one.
Okay. Well, actually, you know, when somebody calls us, what we do is just a lot of listening, because, you know, there's different experiences. If, you know, people want adventure, that's a whole different itinerary. If they want, you know, romance.
Well, that's what I want, Tanya. I want adventure. I'm a skydiver, scuba diver, true statement. I do any of that stuff. The bigger the rush, the better the trip.
Ooh, lovely. I'm a scuba diver, too.
Super.
So we can definitely talk the lingo.
You bet.
and then I may not choose South Africa for you unless you, my biggest fear are white sharks. And in those colder southern waters, they're a little bit prevalent.
This could be fun, though. I've dove with sharks before. I've done shark dives before.
Oh,
you are a shark.
but you know, I mean, I'd listen to what your preferences are,
okay.
And then provide, you know, suggestions. And I always ask as a standard, of course, even though it should be a given these days, you know, do you have your passport? Because some people have called us, you know, wanting to go to abroad, you know, within a month's time, and they don't have a passport. And I know that it takes the State Department, unless you pay, you know, tremendous money to expedite service.
Right.
You know, the State Department doesn't normally process, and they certainly within the last couple of years when they've changed the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, or implemented the travel initiative, you know, they've experienced backlog. So that's always a standard question. Do you have your passport?
Okay, yes, ma'am, I do. I've had mine, and it is updated. Yes, ma'am, I do. Okay.
Now, she's talking about one in your real name, not one of your aliases that you travel
under. It's in my real name, baby. It's okay. Go ahead, Tanya. I got mine. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, and then I'll ask, you know, what types of things you want to do. You know, South Africa has some beautiful vineyards, you know, wonderful wineries, which are always good. You know, a lot of people like to go to South Africa on safari. There's different types of safari experiences. You know,
I'm a hunter. My next question would be the old days of hunting, you know, and that type of thing. Are there still hunting expeditions that I could do?
Yeah, there are. There are. Most of the outfits do photographic safaris, but there are hunting safaris still exist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, guns. Rooster McRoberts, guns.
I love guns. I know. But, no, they still exist. You know, there are a lot of land in the various African nations. You know, there's a lot of reservations there, reserves, and so obviously those are protected places, and so that would be a consideration in booking a hunting safari for you.
Well, let me ask this question then. If I wanted to do a safari there, so this is perfect, this is great. If I wanted to go on a safari, again, we're going to have to take a break. You guys know how that works. We're going to go to a break, but when we come back,
talk to me. Let's say I'm going to go on the safari, and what can I take? Do I take my own gun? That's number one. And number two, what are some of the what's some of the big game that I can take when I go on this safari? And kind of give me an idea what it's going to cost me for this safari when we come back from the break.
If you're watching us on MaxWorldLive.com, I do have video of Rooster's latest safari. It was a big bird hunt in the backyard, and yes, he found four baby robins, and needless to say, he had robin meat that night.
So I did not.
He is quite the hunter. I want you to know that. We're live here in MaxWorldLive.com. We're back with Ian and Tanya Johnson Fitzpatrick talking about some travel issues. And I've got some questions when I come back about travel, because I'm not a travel person. I don't like to travel. And maybe they can give me some hints on how I can enjoy travel more, because Mrs. Mack would love me to travel more. And we've got the experts on the phone today, and they are Ian and Tanya Johnson Fitzpatrick. And we'll be back live with them, along with us, in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So, you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clyde.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
Hey, Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over, face reality. Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Doctor 911.
Essential Bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear representatives.
The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. Welcome back to MaxWorldLive.com, 11 minutes before the top of the hour. Coming up next hour, Michael Letts is the founder and executive director of Invest USA, the national grassroots nonprofit organization that is helping hundreds of communities provide bulletproof vests for their police forces through education, public relation and other things. He is absolutely convinced that this country is under fire and under attack, and he's a very passionate man. We'll talk to him next hour here live in MaxWorldLive.com. We also want to share, I've been looking for pictures of our producer Dave in Chicago because I've never met him, and so I Googled the other day producer Dave in Chicago, and this is the picture that came up. Now, Tanya, you said that's not, you don't think that's him, but you've never met him, right? So you really can't say that for sure.
You know, the voice doesn't match the face, so, yeah.
Well, you know, if you look at the...
Look at Mac, for crying out loud. The voice doesn't match the face. You know? He should be talking like, I'm very, very old. I'm an old man.
What was that guy? Walter Brennan. That's remember right. Walter Brennan?
Yeah,
Walter Brennan.
Yeah, Walter Brennan.
All right, our guests today are the gracious voices. Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick, and they are hail from Maryland, and they are travel experts. They do a radio show on TalkZone.com called Traveling On. When is your show aired, guys?
Our show airs live every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And
then we do a show also on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. So we're you know, if it's Tuesday, it's Traveling On.
Very cool.
And where's the second place you do it at?
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay, sure. I'm familiar with them.
And there's links to, you know, both our host pages on our website at travelnon.com.
All right. Now, I've got some questions for you for just a second, if I can. And my questions are this. I'm not a very good traveler. I'll be honest with you. I don't like to travel very much. And one of the reasons I don't like to travel is I don't feel safe. And I don't mean getting on an airplane and flying. That's not what I mean. I don't feel safe when I go to tourist destinations or to other places because I believe, and I guess I've done enough research, I don't mean to be paranoid because I don't think I am, but I believe there are people who look for rental cars, and they look for people who are checking into hotels. And there are people that work in restaurants that servers and other people will tip off people who are traveling, and I think they become a target of being mugged or being attacked or being, you know, just something terrible. Now, help to make me feel a little bit more secure that I shouldn't be that kind of paranoid out there.
Well, you are pretty tough nut to crack there. I don't know what to say other than that, you know, this is your world, and you've got to take it by the horn, so to speak.
Well, and I think, you know, listen, we live in D.C., the nation's capital, and you know, there are neighborhoods that I know not to go
right.
And after dark, and it's just about being diligent. I mean, I'm sure there's places in Iowa, for goodness sakes, you know, where you probably wouldn't wander by yourself or let your guard down or what have you. And when you're traveling, particularly, you know, if you're traveling abroad, it's just prudent to be mindful of, you know, your surroundings. And, you know, certainly, you know, I don't like to look like an American when I travel abroad. I mean, I don't wear the white sneakers and, you know, wear a ton of jewelry when I'm traveling. I actually leave my ring.
Right.
In a safe, and so
right.
You know, there are things that you can do that will not gain as much attention to yourself, and you know, and then just always just be very, very familiar with your surroundings.
Yeah. All right, and another question is, and we talked about H1N1 a little bit ago, and in Iowa we're serious about this. We don't call it the swine flu. It ought to be called the Mexican flu, or it should be called something else, because it has nothing to do with pigs, and it certainly had an impact on our pork industry here in Iowa, which is very important to us. But I also understand that it had an impact on the travel industry. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, in some ways, the impact, there's a couple of sides. I think the news media has done, major media has done a fantastic job of sensationalizing and over-exaggerating you know, the seriousness of this virus. And we actually did a show a couple of weeks ago, talked about the truth of the H1N1 virus and just its impact and things that you consider, you know, when planning travel and, you know, again, it's just, you know, general health, and safety, practices, washing your hands.
Right.
Because gosh, you know, flu season and in fact, I think, the outbreak, so-called outbreak, is less than a normal flu season.
Right.
Outbreak, and I think, you know, it's gaining more attention because of the few deaths. More people die during regular flu season than, you know, have died as a result of this virus.
It's called common sense, right?
Exactly.
It's called common sense. I understand Max's feelings. I mean, you get to certain countries and you feel uncomfortable, but Mac, come on. You know, you get out of your house every day. I think Ian was going the right direction here.
That's right.
You need to take control of your own life.
Mac, I am sure you hop in the car every single day to do this show, and you've got no trepidation about that, I would hope. You've got pretty sane drivers there in Iowa, but
I also live, and I know I'm coming off a little paranoid, and I'll accept that. I'm not in denial here. But I also live literally 4 minutes from my office.
Uh-huh.
But, for instance, I'll give you an idea, and we're running short on time here, but my wife and I, for the very first time, we're going to drive to St. Louis this weekend because my wife's a big mucky-muck, and she's got a high-level meeting down there. And I know that I'm going to drive into that town, and I'm going to have my car, so I'm not going to have a rental car, but as soon as I check into that hotel, I'm going to ask for the manager on duty or the general manager, and I'm going to have a 3 or 4 minute conversation with them about where it is safe, where it is not safe, and at what times to be in St. Louis. Now, does that make me a smart traveler, or does that make me a paranoid traveler?
You're proactive, and I think particularly you have to put those people who are responsible for your stay on notice that you want to know these things, because there are areas all over this country and all over this world where they are targeting hotels, mm-hmm. and they are looking at the rental cars. So I think that's only the prudent approach to take, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you shouldn't be afraid to go into St. Louis. We're going to be there next week, and it's a great city. They've
yes,
got a lot
is.
To see and do. And it's a Midwestern town, so the people should be pretty nice to you, those who are still left in St. Louis.
Well, let me help you out, Mac. I'm not a travel expert like these folks. East St. Louis, stay away.
Stay away from East St. Louis?
East St. Louis.
Okay.
Yes. East St. Louis.
And my wife wants to go to the Arch. Is that
that's a wonderful place.
Is that
place.
Safe?
Oh, yes, sure it is. Absolutely.
And then somebody said that there's a really spectacular church there,
mm-hmm.
that we should visit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that, guys?
No, I'm sure we will be on our press trip. We're actually doing a press trip, as Ian mentioned, next week. We're heading to St. Louis on the 10th.
All right.
It's the one that they're talking about. When you get to the Arch, look over the highway and you'll see the church. It's right on the edge of downtown. It's right in downtown.
And apparently, it's the inside is all mosaic.
Yes, that
it's all done with tile.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
we're
awesome
gonna watch
place.
That.
Awesome.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick. Their show is called
too.
Moving On. And it's on TalkZone.com, and their website is MoveN, is that right?
No, TravelN.
Oh, TravelN.
That's right.
Sorry, not Moving On, Traveling On. TravelN.com, and that's where you can check them out. And if you want to know more about them, go to MaxWorldLive.com, look up The Tribe, and you'll find a picture of them there, and you can learn all about their business. Now, have you guys been able to watch on our website while we've done the show today?
Yeah, that's how I saw the picture, the alleged picture of Dave.
This picture of Dave right here.
Whoa, yeah. Dave.
This is our producer, Dave, in Chicago, and at least we can't find any other pictures of him, and he won't send me another picture, so we think this is what he looks like.
Shame on you guys.
Tanya and Ian, we appreciate you being a part of Max World Live today, and we look forward to having you back. And if you ever come through Iowa, you got a place to crash, okay?
Oh, bless
Fantastic.
You. Thank you.
All right, guys, have fun.
Bye-bye.
A couple minutes before the top of the hour, when we come back, Michael Letts will join us. Michael is a passionate man about this country, and he has a not-for-profit organization who raises money for bulletproof vests for police officers. He's got a concept and an idea of what's going on in this country when it comes to our safety, and I think although it'll probably scare you a little bit, it's also going to be important that we listen to that. That's coming up next, live here in MaxWorldLive.com.
If you feel invisible online, online. Don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.